Morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in. You're still hanging in. Well, that's good
still
to hear.
Hanging in.
It's tough, I know, after 2 weeks vacation to come back and to get back in the swing of things. Although that, as journalists, we never really leave the swing of things either. So that's kind of part of it too. That even when we're on vacation, we're kind of like still half of us is still at work sometimes.
No, always the case. Although my parents sort of live in Appalachia, so I was in some news blackouts, or at least they had TV, of course, but like I couldn't get signal on my phone and couldn't get Facebook. It felt kind of weird.
Yeah, the feeling of isolation in our tech-savvy world. So.
That's right.
All righty. Well, in the cover story this week, we have talked quite a bit, actually, in the last 6 months or so about the building industry, and in particular, how it's doing in southern New Mexico and Las Cruces. You have an update on this based on the data that you have for the first 6 months of 2013.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag of news. We have some interesting news in the fact that the National Association of Home Builders has placed Las Cruces on its list of improving markets for July. They're seeing some things happening here and in Farmington are two of the ones that made their list for this month. And so we saw permits go up a little bit. Actually, they went down a little bit, but new permits for new residences went up just slightly, and but still it's better than going down or staying the same. However, when you talk to some people, I spoke with Jennifer Sandoval, who's the president of the Home Builders Association. She says it's still stagnant out there. There's no movement in the market for new construction. So, you know, the little bit of an uptick basically is sort of staying the same with a little bit of an improvement, and people still aren't necessarily buying houses at the rate that the builders would like them to, or at least buying, you know, new houses to be built.
Well, how much of this, Brooke, I mean, from what you've found out, how much, though, of this is really not so much, at least in Las Cruces, not so much just about the economy, but also about the fact that we still have, you know, a decent inventory of used homes that are out there that, you know, may make a new home a tough sell. I mean, in other words, you know, you might be able to get a better deal, particularly on a used home that's been for sale for a while and someone is anxious to sell it.
Exactly. And there's no doubt that you know, the absorption rate, as it's called, does play a role. It's not as bad as it used to be. Boy, in some of the categories, it was like there was 10 years worth of housing on the market, you know, just a couple of years ago, especially in the higher end houses. But that still does definitely, like you said, play a role, because if someone can buy a house that's already there and not have to build it, they might go that alley. And as prices maybe start to improve a little bit, more people are going to, who are maybe holding off on being sellers, might become sellers again, which might add more to the market even. So with more choice, people might decide to look around more and maybe not build a new home. So that definitely could play a role. But we saw that new residential construction had 214 permits issued through the first 6 months of this year. And that came out to about $41.1 million in valuation. Last year it was 213 permits, so just one difference, and for $39.6 million. So like I said, there's a little bit of an uptick, but it's certainly not much to make the builders dance and be happy about it.
Yeah.
They're looking for you know, more of an increase, and it's just not happening just yet.
Okay. Not a surprise probably for a lot of people. In the profile this week, you have a company that works on European vehicles.
Yeah. D&D Automotive, and it's the two owners, David Moore and his wife, operate this place. And he's someone who's always sort of loves working with cars, right out of high school, one of those kind of guys, always interested in cars and race cars and trucks, and always wanted to do something with them. And he grew up in Alamogordo, and now he's here in Cruces. He has a business on 521 North Valley Drive, and sort of has a reputation of being a specialized repair shop. And Andy Murphy, reporter, went over there and spoke with him and did a story on him. And they work on pretty much anything, but they do specialize sort of on sometimes on foreign cars and that sort of stuff. And it's just an interesting business story. What's interesting is they're right near another automotive repair company, and but the two get along well. They sometimes share customers or share tools or, you know, things that go along with that sort of stuff. And it's a fun little story that Andy wrote, and I figured to make that our profile this week.
All right. Interesting. I look forward to reading that. What is new this week, Brooke?
Well, what's new? I only have a couple for this week, but we have a couple new businesses. One's out in Doñana, and it is a store called Doñana Village Flowers and Gifts. It's at 5620 Garcia Drive, which is sort of off the main drag. Sort of, if you can picture in Doñana there, there's a Family Dollar that was built a little while ago, and it's sort of back behind there. And Sharon Villalobos has opened the store, and what she did was she built it right onto her house. She started thinking about doing it in January, and finally got construction going and completed it and has just recently opened. They're open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturday. So it's another sort of, you know, flower store out there. You get fresh flowers, silk flowers, gifts, that sort of stuff. So to service that area. And then downtown, we have a store. It's a framing and art supply store. Three women have joined together. Two sisters and another partner have joined together to start this store. It's called the Framing Arts Center. No, that's what used to be. I'm sorry. Sandra Bender used to own the Framing Arts Center. Now she and her sister Malou and Karen Matthews have started what they call Massart Framing and Art Supplies. And they're hoping to open this month. It's 126 South Main Street, sort of right by White's Music Box, is where they're going to be opening up. And something else that didn't make what's new, because it came in after my deadline, but there's going to be a hotel opening down in Santa Teresa near where Union Pacific is doing their facility, their big intermodal facility. It's going to have a hotel and a diner. And it's a company that sort of builds right next to railroads and that sort of stuff, and services their employees and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so built-in customers. And I saw that 24-hour diner, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Good idea. All right, in the babbling brook this week, very interesting topic that you're talking about. This is something that we may not think about too much, that there was a study from the Center for Disease Control which found that there is an enormous cost to folks who drink alcohol, the productivity cost.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We all know that, you know, somebody comes in after a hard night drinking, they might not get as much work done as they would be expected to. But you add that out over an entire year for all the workers who might do that. And, you know, a lot of workers don't, but it adds up to a lot of money. To the economy itself, it comes out to about $1.90 per drink, they say it costs the economy. And, you know, the economic drag of hangovers is about $160 billion. And lost productivity.
That is so a lot of money.
Pretty steep, that sure is.
That is a lot of money, but it doesn't surprise me when you think about the prevalence of it. So it's very interesting.
Something like, yeah. I know something like 15% of people make up about 75% of the problems.
Oh, wow. Interesting. We'll read more about that and much more in today's Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.